The truth. Truth.
Back second hour coming your way. Spice vape, okay, collapsing people, kids. So now this K2 spice synthetic cannabinoid full of all kinds of strange chemicals, they got this stuff in the vapes, and it's been around for some time, but I'm telling you folks, with this unregulated market, and look, what do you want, the FDA regulating it? And I got some, you know, this I was digging around in the big cancer cover up, this Dr. Brzezinski that was in Texas, what they did to this guy, what they did to all his patients, but back in the 90s under the Clinton administration, and this little creep FDA commissioner Kessler, oh my gosh. What's so strange is I forgot about all this stuff. There's so many different cancer type researchers and so forth that have been purged and screwed and everything by the FDA. But think about this unregulated, and I'm not saying I want it to be regulated, but you've got a lot of interests out here with the cannabis crowd. There's a large, and we know forever that there's been a large group of people, the alcohol industry, the paper industry, and so forth, that have basically did sabotage to everyone's opinion of cannabis. And so don't you think these same, I mean, think about the tobacco industry, all the chemicals they put in tobacco. Do you think they want everybody going into organic cannabis? A lot of them are going to lose their, a lot of them are going to lose. Am I still on, Ken?
Yeah, no, no. need
about that, folks. Just as I'm talking about the various factions of people who might not want organic cannabis, the tobacco industry, the alcohol industry, the paper industry. My entire system got zapped, and I had to reboot my Wi-Fi and the whole nine yards. So, but anyway, think about their agenda and how powerful these groups are. And so wouldn't they have a very important interest in basically weaponizing cannabis to the point where it scares a large group of people off? So then they load the spice vape. These kids are smoking this crap, and it's making them collapse and all this stuff. And I told you guys about this right when this stuff started happening. And I was like, they're going to completely weaponize this. You got John Boehner jumping into the cannabis market, and all these Republicans who were anti all these years, and now they want to get out of Congress, and they all want to jump into the cannabis stocks and all the rest of this stuff. And so, you know, if you're going to play with this stuff, folks, know where it's coming from. Grow it yourself. Or as somebody that you highly trust, a family member, or so forth and so on. But think about this. You got the Brain Project, where Obama and all these guys were into, okay? They're trying to map out the human brain. You don't think that they've mapped out perfectly the cannabis, all the various, you know, families of the cannabis plants, and to know how to jack things into them and know how to tinker with the genetic structure of this plant, the way that they can deal with the DNA. So we have to, you know, we have to realize that there's probably a bunch of nefarious characters out here jumping in as we speak to muddy the waters, so to speak, and then really hurt people and get a bunch of scandals going on with cannabis and so forth and so on. So. And I don't know how my signal is right now, folks. I hope I'm not in and out. But let me see here. I wanted to cover this. Ken, get clip 2 ready. Now this is the beginnings of this. It's like an hour and some odd, and I'm not going to play very long, but it's about this Dr. Brzezinski down there in Houston, and it's a documentary. It's called The Cancer Cure Cover Up. Brzezinski, The Cancer Cure Cover Up. All right, Brzezinski. Okay, and this is a San Francisco cop at the beginning of this, and think about this: organic cannabis oil and so forth for skin cancers and all this. But you've got this anti-neoplastons therapy that this guy came up with, and this is back 20 years ago. And so let's just go ahead and listen to a little bit of this. Go ahead.
My name is Sergeant Rick Schiff. I'm an 11-year veteran of the San Francisco Police Department. I hold the department's highest medal of honor for bravery. That used to mean a lot more to me than it does now. What I'd like to talk to you about today is my now 7-year-old daughter. This is an identical twin. Her sister is now dead. Her sister, when she was 4 years old, Kristen, developed a highly malignant brain tumor that had spread throughout her spine and her brain. The doctors told us that we had really two options: take her home, let her die, or bring her in for massive dosages of chemo and radiation simultaneously. In either event, she was going to die. They were quite certain of that, and very quickly. Believing her only chance to be the standard route, we gave her the chemo and radiation. It burned her skull so bad she had second-degree burns, and her hair never came back. To change her diapers, we had to wear rubber gloves because her urine was so toxic and it burned her. At the end of 6 months, miraculously, she survived the standard treatment, although there was a high expectation she wouldn't. She still had cancer. We were told, sorry, we've done everything we can. Now she's going to die, probably within a couple of months. My wife and I, choosing not to accept that, started reading. The first book I picked up, the third chapter, discussed Dr. Brzezinski. As you may guess, I have some expertise in fraud. In fact, I'm quite certain there are enough attorneys in the room that I could be voir dired as an expert in fraud. And I conducted my own investigation. I have no doubt the man is not a fraud. I have no doubt that he does what he does out of earnest belief that his medicine works. And now you're in a position to judge for yourselves whether it works or not. But it's well established by the FDA that it's non-toxic. 18 months later, we took my daughter off the anti-neoplastin. She had not died. She had no signs of tumor. She remained free for 18 months of cancer. Within a month, the cancer was widespread in her brain. We put her back on Brzezinski's. By the way, at the objections of our doctors, for some reason felt that it had failed her. We put her back on. Within 9 weeks, the tumor was completely gone. She died last July of neurological necrosis. Her brain fell apart from the radiation. The autopsy showed that she was completely cancer-free. Out of 52 cases of that disease ever, no one died cancer-free, just Chrissy. So she didn't die of a terminal illness. She died of my inability to care for her properly, and she died from bad advice. She died because there's a government institution that disseminates false information and is not looking out for the welfare of the people. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I swore an oath 11 years ago, and I think most of us in this room swore it at one time or another, to uphold the Constitution. It says life right in the beginning.
All right, you can stop it there. So, a lot of interesting information in this documentary. I'm sure many of you have seen it. There's tons of them out there, but this, you know, it brought back so many memories because I had touched on this way back when I first started kind of waking up to the fact that these alphabets, a lot of them are run by psychopaths, money grubbing, malicious. I mean, like people that get off on hurting innocents, okay? This is this whole satanic contract, which we've all talked about at length, where when people give themselves over to the evil principle, then they have to start basically, in their minds, in their sick little twisted theology, they have to start hurting the innocents, whether they be animals, children, so forth and so on, through lesser magic or through actual rituals and you know, cutting people up and, you know, all the nasty things that these people do, the snuff world and all this, you know, crazy stuff. And so, unfortunately, there's a lot of these people that are high up in our government. Mm-hmm. And so, therefore, they think this stuff's all funny. They think it's all a big, one giant big sacrifice. You could read that book, 9/11 as a Mass Ritual. And you really get the insight into, you know, killing the people that orchestrate behind the scenes and put all these men at war with each other. You know, the whole war is a racket kind of ethos, where, you know, these people sitting on the sidelines think it's just funny sending thousands and millions of people to their deaths in battles that weren't necessary. And, you know, look, we might have one on our doorstep here very soon. The neoconservative wing, the Likudnik wing of the Republican Party, really wants to take it to the Iranians. They've been wanting to overthrow Maduro down here in Venezuela and install another puppet. And look, and it's hard to say with Venezuela. Okay, you've got this Maduro character down here. He's like a Zimbabwe, you know, a Mugabe almost style guy. You know, he's not playing ball, allegedly not playing ball with the imperialist West. But at the same time, his people are, you know, eating out of dumpsters and supposedly killing the zoo animals and all the rest of this stuff and eating them. Now, if we put in this Guaido character and he decides to play ball and he's our little, you know, whipping boy down there, is it going to be better for the people of Venezuela, the common Joe down there? Hell, I don't know. The people are screwed either way you go, it seems. You put a commie in, they suffered. If you put a quote-unquote imperialist puppet in, they also allegedly suffer. We've all got to decide that on our own. See you guys after the break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Holding fast between the lines, feeling fine, but we're losing time. Yeah, yeah. Oh, my faith left my side. It's gonna die.
All right, we are back. Now, I wanted to get into this. I saw this the other day, some days ago, that Trump's new selection for the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley. Now, I've been on the air for some years now, and I played this clip 2.5 years ago, Norwich University, 2016 ROTC class. He was talking to General Milley. Ken, go ahead and play it.
If the world of 1916 was complex, or the world of 1945 was complex, the world of 2016 is intensely complex. And I can tell you that from personal experience, and I know there's many others who can tell you that as well. And you will graduate and be in that world, and you're going to be leading the soldiers and the sailors, the airmen and the Marines in that world. You'll be dealing with terrorists. You'll be dealing with hybrid armies. You'll be dealing with little green men. You're going to be dealing with tribes. You'll be dealing with national leaders and local leaders. You'll be dealing with politics and economics. And you'll be dealing with direct fire and indirect fire. And you're going to be dealing with it all. And it's all going to be dealt with simultaneously. And for that, you're going to have to be ready. And that's why readiness, in my mind, is number one.
All right. Hybrid armies and little green men. So this was our guy. I played this at least twice on the air. So this is the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs. And just think since, okay, the last couple of years, look at the onslaught of ufology. Look at this Area 51. They're going to get all these people to storm it. But think about the idiocracy, even in their limited imagination through the movies and Netflix and everything else, the hybrid kind of principle of part human, part machine, silicone human, you know, this transhuman thing is just really, really raging. The artificial intelligence is just the predictive programming is off the charts with artificial intelligence. It's getting to the point now where, you know, you pay a credit card bill by phone, and it's strange, okay? I try not to keep any heavy credit card bills, but, you know, you get a car fixed or something, and you don't want to cough up all the cash at once. You might swipe a card. Some of you are totally against that, and I understand that. Some of us, though, we have to, you know, we got to kind of dip in and out of this beast system here and there to make ends meet and so forth. Now, it's just strange that a guy, a military guy of this stature, would just dump that on a bunch of ROTC people. And then, look, it probably went over a bunch of their heads. But a lot of them watch their various, you know, Star Trek, Star Wars, Men in Black type, you know, all that stuff. And so I think in this young generation, I don't even think if there is some sort of disclosure, I think large swaths of the population of this plane of existence we live on will not be, I don't think it'll take them by some sort of, it won't be some sort of event that traumatizes them like it would be for, you know, 25, 30 years ago. I think they've done enough laying the foundation, the groundwork, and to where now I don't even think it will overly traumatize, especially the younger generations of people. And so, look, it's wide open what they're going to present to humanity is the next kind of shoe or two to drop on us, as far as our imaginations and so forth. You know, the blue beam-esque, you know, whether it's a fake disclosure or whether it's a real demonic race disclosure posing as interdimensional extraterrestrial type, it's very fascinating. And you know, you get into these biblical, you know, maxims that basically said the deception will be so great even the elect could be deceived. And so, you know, it's hard to watch all this coming down the pike at us. See you for the last half hour after the break. Now the battle is over, the valiant rest their arms. After fighting for 10 long days, after the storm, they'll come to God. We can now realize our dream to the victim of spoils and show. The land is pure as a source of the stream, the land is pure as a driven snow. We are. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer, S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
The conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names, and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Last half hour of the broadcast coming your way. Now, I'm sure 2.3 million views already on CNET. Mr. Elon Musk, you know, he smoked his little weed on Joe Rogan, and you know, the board kind of threw him under the bus, and a lot of government money involved with Mr. Musk and this whole SpaceX crap. And well, now, and you know, he's been talking about this Neuralink stuff for a minute. Let's just play a few seconds of clip five, Ken. You got Musk.
A brain machine interface. Yeah, this is going to sound pretty weird, but achieve a sort of symbiosis with artificial intelligence. But I think with a high bandwidth brain machine interface, I think we can actually go along for the ride. And we can effectively have the option of merging with AI. I think this is extremely important.
Composed of nearly 100 billion cells called neurons. Neurons come in many complex shapes, but generally they have a dendritic arbor, a cell body called a soma, and an axon. The neurons of your brain connect to form a large network through axon-dendrite junctions called synapses. At these connection points, neurons communicate with each other using chemical signals called neurotransmitters. Neurotransmitters are released from the end of an axon in response to an electrical spike called an action potential. When a cell receives enough of the right kind of neurotransmitter input, a chain reaction is triggered that causes an action potential to fire, and the neuron to in turn relay messages to its own downstream synapses. Action potentials produce an electric field that spreads from the neuron and can be detected by placing electrodes nearby, allowing recording of the information represented by a neuron.
Our goal is to record from and stimulate spikes in neurons and do so in a way that is orders of magnitude more than anything that's been done to date, and safe and good enough that you can. It's not like a major operation. It's sort of equivalent to sort of a LASIK type of thing. So This is in contrast to the best FDA-approved system, which is like a Parkinson's deep brain stimulation thing, which would have on the order of 10 electrodes. So the system, even in version 1 that we're going to unveil today, is capable of 1,000 times more electrodes than the best system out there. And they're all read and write. So this is really quite, I think, I mean, for something to be 1,000 times more than what is publicly approved is quite a big difference. So there's very tiny threads that are about a tenth, roughly, of the cross-sectional area of a human hair. So they're extremely tiny threads. In fact, the threads that we have, like I said, even in version 1, are about the same size as a neuron.
All right, go ahead and stop it. It's the beginnings of like a jack you in to the Matrix type system. And he talks about Bluetooth and your phone. And I mean, Rents and all these guys went through this stuff very heavily. But I mean, just the most outlandish, you know, dystopic dream. These people are straight up nihilists, and they have no fear of God, and so they're willing to go basically as far as they can before they're stopped. And I don't know where this is going to end, but it's, you know, it's biblical level stuff, this, all this. And so I wanted to just get a little bit of that in the Neuralink. And we got a couple callers that have jumped on in, and let's go ahead and knock them out real quick. We've got Loomis in California. Come on up. What's on your mind, man?
Hey, man. Hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
You know, Revelation says, without intervention from the Creator, because of this crap we're going into,
yeah,
no flesh will survive. Well, I got a lot of flesh in the game. I think you do, too.
Well, he said, unless those days be shortened, no flesh will be saved.
Yeah, it's only going to come from that source, and I guess your understanding of it, and if you have some kind of understanding that you believe that we have a Father in heaven or something like that, I don't want to get into the religious aspect of it because that's sort of personal. But I want to prevail in that battle, and I think it's a spiritual battle. So nobody on RBN really brings up the fact that this spiritual battle, they're all talking about political all the time. Political.
Yeah.
You know, and they count God out. Like, well, if God created me, can God make Donald Trump drink Coke and be healthy?
Yeah.
If he wants.
Well, you know, a couple of times in the New Testament, it says basically you'll be able to ingest a whole lot of poisons and it won't harm you. So, if you're a believer,
he's drinking poison, and there he is doing whatever. So, you know, I listened to your program earlier on, and I'm just bringing that up because people have to believe that there's a spiritual power out here protecting us. And you have to go to that place to get protection. And you have to understand that. You have to know who you are first, though. Most people, I love Mark Twain quotes. Everybody should read Mark Twain because he had it all down in the beginning. You know, he said it's easier to fool a man to tell a man that he's been fooled. Well, we've all been fooled. The government tells us nothing but lies. It's all lies. So you got to back yourself out of that fucking place. Yeah? Oh, so, sorry about the effing. Yeah, effing
place. All right, anything else, man? I got some callers that are jumping on the line, so.
No, that's enough. Thank you.
All right, man. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. Hey, Ken, before we take the next call, let's play clip six real quick. Since we're talking about the spiritual, this one ought to get the audience like this one. Go ahead and hit it.
Let us pray. This has been a difficult and contentious week in which darker spirits seem to have been at play in the people's house. In your most holy name, I now cast out all spirits of darkness from this chamber, spirits not from you. I cast out the spirit of discouragement, which deadens the hope of those who are of good will. I cast out the spirit of petty divisiveness, which clouds the sense and the desire to be of fruitful productivity in addressing the issues more appropriately before this house. I cast out any sadness brought on by the frustration of dealing with matters detrimental to the honorable work each member has been called to engage in.
All right, go ahead and stop it. That was the... This was Father, and I use that term loosely, Father Patrick J. Conroy, Society of Jesus, a.k.a. Jesuit. He's the house chaplain. That was his little exorcism speech. I wanted to get that in. Let's bring on Doug in Oregon. Greetings.
Hey, greetings. A couple quick things. Has anyone heard about Mr. Dr. Parker? And the other thing, I'll take the answer up the air. Mr. Trump, or President Trump's got to know his son-in-law, that Kirshner guy, is at Chabad, and their daughter, the daughter would have to denounce Christ or something to become a Jewess for them to be Jews, because it's a state of mind. So they, but they got to do it through the female. So what do you think about that? And I'll take my answer, man. Hey, okay. Be well, brother.
You too. You know, I covered this as soon as Trump jumped in the game. I covered Jared being Chabad Lubavitch and part of the Chabad Mafia, and Ivanka being a convert, and Trump basically having, well, I mean, Trump's been dealing with the sharks in New York City his whole life, Roy Cohn, and that was, you know, I guess, a.k.a. a mentor, Felix Sater, all these characters that Trump's dealt with, the Greenblatts, all these characters up there. But yeah, I mean, and I get that your daughter wants to marry a guy. Charles Kushner's son, Chris Christie, put Charles Kushner in the feds, locked him up. I mean, it's a real crazy group up there. And then so Trump lets Ivanka marry Jared, and of course Ivanka had to denounce her Christian faith in order to become a Orthodox. Well, a lot of the Orthodox don't consider Chabad Orthodox. They consider them basically kind of almost a gang, and so there's some, you know, interesting of the, they consider them kind of a cult because of Schneerson. You know, they all thought he was the Messiah and so forth, and Schneerson, you know, croaked and didn't come out of the grave or anything. Interesting stuff, but yeah, it's pretty hardcore for a woman, you know, that grew up in, I don't know how Christian she is, and they say Ivana, her mom, is Jewish too. So genetically, I guess she could be considered Jewish. I don't know. It's very convoluted. But anyway, let's take Ken in New York. How you doing, Ken?
Hi, Robert. Ken. Thank you for taking my call. I know all about that stuff. There are other parts of the Lubavitches, like the Lubavitches, but you don't hear much about them. The Hungarian, the Gypsies would be the Satmars and the Skaver guys.
Okay. Interesting.
They were classically the poor ones. The Lubavitch has always been the ones that had all the money in the banking.
Okay. What do you think about the Karaites? These are the guys that reject basically all the rabbinic stuff, and they stick closely to basically the Torah, the written Torah, the original, you know, Bible, and so forth. I hear they're the most persecuted out of all the basically groups, because they reject a lot of the sages and so forth.
I'm glad to hear it. What are they called again?
Karaites, Karaites. Ooh, the Karaites, yeah.
I had heard something just the last few nights. I don't know where I heard it from. It may have been Rentz or somebody else, but I heard that Khomeini was actually Jewish, or part Jewish.
Well, you know, Ahmadinejad, when he held up his passport, there was some Jewish documentation in there, and that was a big, you know, hoopla over Ahmadinejad. Now, you're talking about the original Khomeini of the revolution, right?
Ayatollah Khomeini.
Yeah. Well, you got Khomeini now, where there's one little letter difference. Khomeini, Khamenei.
Right,
that's the big guy now. But no, Khomeini, you know, I've heard different things about this guy, that he was a CIA plant, and the revolution was part of a long strategy of tension and creating a boogeyman and so forth and so on. And I don't know what to believe, you know. Go ahead.
What I had heard that he or his administration, when they took over the revolution, that they had several high-profile Jews that were well-known in Iranian society, had them executed, and they were the ones that were supposedly dealing with arms and dealing with Israel.
Yeah. Well, you know, what's his name? Rick Wiles and his crew over at True News were talking about the Israelis while the Shah was in power, dealing a lot of missile technology to the Iranian regime, and they were trying to, you know, make a big deal out of that. Well, I was like, well, you know, the Shah of Iran was a lot friendlier to, non-Islamic people than, you know, the hardcore Shiites that are in there now. And so, you know,
well, the reason that I called is I just heard when you're talking about Elon Musk, he said something about how important it is about this interface and the brain and that, you know, with the computer. And if he's so hot on it, I would like to mention something, an interaction I had with a doctor about 10 years ago. And he was my regular doctor, happened to be a nephrologist, and he was trying to get me to take a vaccine, a flu vaccine, which I hadn't taken for about 20 years. And I said, well, if you think it's that important, I said, why don't you roll your sleeve up and we'll each take one out of the same bottle.
Yeah.
Well, we are not talking about me. We are talking about you. Yeah, and I said, yes, that we are talking
about. Right. Well, you know, people are worried about these.
I think that would be
these people are worried about these vaccines being loaded with nanotech, you know, like these kind of hybrid weapon systems at the nano level. And so who knows what the hell they're putting in the troops and other people with the vaccines, because they could be, you know, basically almost like Escape from New York when they pop those two things into Snake Plissken's neck.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thank you for the call.
There's
the break. All right, hold the line. Hold the line. Yeah, go ahead.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Searching every corner of the graveyard. Spend all day and night so much time. I'm bringing flowers to my sweetheart. Looking for a stone with your name.
All right. Back last few minutes of the program here. I just wanted to get this before we get back to Ken in New York. I wanted to cover a couple things. A 5.3 quake 2 days ago in Athens, 5.5 in Guam 7 hours ago. I was listening to Deanna's program with Dr. Eric Carlstrom about the targeted individuals, gang stalking, and directed energy weapons used against targeted individuals and so forth. And I was going to call in, but I was on the road and I couldn't. But anyway, what really makes it difficult is this thing with, you got fakers and you got the suggestive kooks out here that think they're being targeted and gang stalked, versus the poor real people that might be, and to where the waters get completely muddied by the ultra suggestible goofballs that imagine they're being gang stalked and targeted. And then you got the ones, the agents, that are going to go in and act like idiots to make everybody look like goofball that might be being targeted or gang stalked. And then the poor people that might really be being gang stalked and targeted, they just get lumped in with all the agents and the suggestible kooks. And I wanted to get that one out there. And then one more thing, the World Health Organization's declaring in the Congo, the DRC, is a world catastrophe now, but yet our southern border is wide open, and they're finding all these people from the DRC walking right across our southern border. So that's basically a bioweapons attack through human beings. Very fascinating. But go ahead, Ken, finish up. And I got one more caller that just called in.
Well, I mentioned that my previous doctor, my regular doctor, was also a nephrologist. And I said, I'm surprised at you. The based on the kind of adjuvants that are in the vaccines, I said, do you think that it's safe to inject peanut oil or olive oil, which are protein-based, directly into your bloodstream, bypassing your digestive system, which has a which has the potential to blow your kidneys out?
Yeah, I hear you, man. They're all nuts, and half of them don't even do the research into what's inside these things. They just it's just garbage in, garbage out. All right, I'm going to go ahead and take Ed in Chicago. You got the last minute or so, Ed. Come on up.
Hey, brother. I haven't talked to you since the frigate issue fires over there.
Oh,
how
yeah.
you doing, brother?
I'm good. Good. What's
yeah,
up?
Anyway, I'm having trouble taking the gas on my M1. On my M1 here, I'm having trouble with it. Anyway, brother, I want to get back to practical things, you know? Anyway, hey, love your show. Guys, no, your show. It's a program. Anyway, God bless.
Hey, we're God all bless you
we're
too, man.
We're in this together, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully we all know together. When that. Hopefully we all know when that moment comes and it goes kinetic, and then we can all do what we need
Correct.
To do. But don't act too fast. Don't get caught up in the penal
Correct.
System before this thing goes
yeah.
live. And that's my best advice for anybody. Keep your head low.
Don't want to be sitting in jail when don't want to be sitting in jail when it all erupts.
That's right. Sure. That's right. That's my biggest and foremost goal, and so it should be all y'all's as well. All right, thanks for everybody listening. Ken, thanks for everything, and we'll see y'all next week.
It's night, but the sky's not falling. Guess I must go on. There's a monster inside my head.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.